Thank you. Thank you. Wind Octet by Franz Krummer, played there by the Czech Philharmonic Wind Ensemble, led by Shea Lolin. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Our music is supported by Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort, offering a small ship experience with a shore excursion included in every port, and onboard cultural enrichment. Discover more at viking.com. This is from the Luxembourg-born composer Lou Koster. Louise, but she preferred Lou. And it's called Lore Lore.
Thank you.
Lore Lore by Lou Koster, played by the Estro Armonico Luxembourg Chamber Orchestra, led by Jonathan Cale.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, serving children and families through the CASA program, where trained volunteers advocate for abused and neglected children in court. Details at casalvks.org.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 84 and fair. Wind is from the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Wind will be from the south at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. Wind will be from the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, thunderstorms with a low in the upper 40s. It's 84 and fair. That's KPR weather.
The Romero family, the amazing guitarists in classical music, now on their third generation of performers. And here's a father and son from what I guess have now been six guitarists in all produced by this amazing family. Angel and Lito Romero playing here with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Concerto for Two Mandolins, but played on guitar in this case, by Vivaldi. Concerto for Two Mandolins by Vivaldi, but played on guitar there, by a father-son duo, Angel and Lito Romero, with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields and Vivaldi.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 84 and fair. Wind is from the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Wind will be from the south at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. Wind will be from the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, thunderstorms with a low in the upper 40s. It's 84 and fair. That's KPR weather.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and we're inside the Lead Center Pavilion at KU, about to hear a fun piano duo called Zofo. Zofo is shorthand for 20 Finger Orchestra. Zo means 20, and fo means finger orchestra. These two pianists share one piano. To create these heart-pumping duet arrangements of famous orchestral pieces, which you'll hear soon when they play a trio of Holst's Planets. They start off now with something by Eleanor Alberga called 3-Day Mix.
Thank you. Next, we will play Hai Lirico. This will be a world premiere by Gabriela Lena Frank. I think Hai is a Quechan word, meaning often is translated as prayer. But we feel a lot of energy and a lot of quiet force in this piece. So there's a power in that prayer. It's not it says lyrical, but we also feel that power in it. And I just wanted to share with you that our first ever commission and our first world premiere we played, that was 12 years ago, was a piece by Gabriela Lena Frank. And it was the first time she wrote for piano four hands. And since then, she has written a few more pieces. She's a very good pianist herself. And I hope she will write more for piano four hands in the future. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Now we are on the last set of the program. The host planets suite is probably one of the most popular orchestra works out there. And when we formed Piano Duo about 13, 14 years ago, I always had in mind that I had to arrange that piece because I just so love the music. And we ended up arranging the whole thing, but we only play three pieces, I'm so sorry, today. The Mars, the bringers of war, and the Venus, bringers of peace. And then lastly, the Jupiter, the bringers of jollity. Yes, thank you. And as you noticed, piano forehand is a really interesting form that we get to switch our parts. And the first, the Mars and Venus, I'll be playing the secondo. And then for the Jupiter, we switch the parts so you will know when the Jupiter starts.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're so excited about our encore that we don't want to risk it to not be able to play it. So for those of you who have to go, of course, we understand. We will play Allegro Tangabile by Astor Piazzolla.
Cosmic Music by Gustav Holst. We've just heard three planets, Mars, Venus, and Jupiter, arranged for one piano, four hands, by Eva Marie Zimmerman and Keisuke Nakagoshi, who together are the duo Zofo. Zofo is committed to contemporary music and to making faithful realizations of big concert pieces. This Grammy-nominated duo has dazzled audiences from Carnegie Hall to Tokyo. You can check out their label, Sono Luminous Records, for their recordings. Kansas Public Radio's sound engineer Chuck Smith recorded this concert at the Lead Center Pavilion at the University of Kansas. I'm Cordelia Brown, and thanks for joining us for this Zofo One Piano Four Hands Concert. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. KPR recording of the third movement of Beethoven's 10th Sonata for violin and piano, with violinist Joe Genualdi and pianist Ji Yun Oh. This has been Classics Live from KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
With Morning Edition, you don't have to wonder where information is coming from. We bring it to you firsthand.
Joey Palacios with Texas Public Radio was there covering that protest and joins us now.
NPR criminal justice correspondent Meg Anderson was at the intersection where it happened, and she's with us now to give us the latest. Good morning, Meg.
Good morning.
Get your news from reporters who see for themselves. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. Support for Classics Live on KPR comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader's services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio, where we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Egypt's president is calling on President Trump to end the war in Iran, warning that the price of oil could surpass $200 a barrel. This comes as Egypt and other African countries are working to contain a worsening energy crisis triggered by the war. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu reports.
President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi directly appealed to Trump to end the war, telling him, "Nobody can stop the war in our region but you." His comments were during a speech at the Egypt Energy Show in Cairo and comes amid a worsening energy crisis in Egypt triggered by the war. Last week, authorities ordered shops and restaurants across the country to close early, and streetlights have been dimmed. Other African countries are also dealing with fuel shortages, and many have turned to Nigeria's Dangote refinery. The refinery announced last week it sent 12 fuel cargoes to 5 African countries and is receiving more orders, but experts say that it may not be able to keep up with the soaring demand. Emmanuel Akinwotu, NPR News, Lagos.
The U.S. has formally reopened its embassy in Caracas, Venezuela, after the restoration of full diplomatic relations with the South American country. It comes after the Trump administration captured President Nicolas Maduro in January. The embassy had been closed for 7 years. A small team of U.S. diplomats based in neighboring Colombia has been working in Caracas for more than a month, but the embassy itself had not yet been reopened. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear oral arguments on Wednesday that could narrow or end birthright citizenship in the United States. NPR's Janaki Mehta reports on how changing the interpretation of the Constitution could change the lives of students with disabilities.
Medicaid is best known for health insurance, but the program is also among the largest funding sources for K-12 schools, sending billions of dollars each year to help student learning and development. That includes paying for things like occupational therapy and speech therapy for students with disabilities. But to qualify for Medicaid, a student must typically have legal status. If birthright citizenship is narrowed or ended altogether, hundreds of thousands of children each year may no longer qualify for Medicaid. Schools are still required to serve children with disabilities, though, so ending birthright citizenship could shift the financial burden of serving those students to schools, which are already stretched thin. Janaki Mehta, NPR News.
The New York Times says the Pentagon is flouting a court order blocking its policy limiting news reporters' access to the Defense Department's headquarters. The Times claims Pentagon officials implemented a revised press policy that circumvents the ruling. The judge ruled the Pentagon's new credential policy violated journalists' constitutional rights to free speech and due process. The newspaper is urging the court to force the government to comply with the order. U.S. stocks fell again today. The S&P 500 fell more than a quarter of a percent, closing more than 9% below its record set earlier this year. This is NPR News. About 100 of the nation's most contaminated toxic waste sites are in areas prone to flooding and wildfires, threatening millions of people in the U.S. The EPA says about 13 million people live within 3 miles of such Superfund sites. 49 of them are in coastal areas that are at risk from sea level rise or hurricanes. Another 47 are in low-lying areas prone to inland flooding, and 31 are in areas at high risk of wildfires. Thieves in Italy have stolen paintings by Renoir, Cezanne, and Matisse worth about $9 million. The theft occurred at a private museum near the city of Parma. NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkos reports.
Police said that the crime took place overnight on March 22nd to 23rd. They said robbers forced open the entry door, were in and out of the museum within 3 minutes, and then hopped a fence with the loot. The Carabinieri also said they believed the theft was the work of an organized gang. The three stolen paintings were taken from the Magnani Rocca Foundation. They are Auguste Renoir's Fish, Still Life with Cherries by Paul Cézanne, and Odalisque on the Terrace by Henri Matisse. This latest European museum robbery occurred months after the major theft at the Louvre in Paris last October, in which thieves stole some $100 million of jewelry. Anastasia Tsoulkas, NPR News, New York.
Ted Martindale, owner of a cafe in British Columbia, celebrated his 80th birthday with a massive 17-foot by 17-foot carrot cake. The 3-ton cake includes nearly 1,800 pounds of carrots and 700 pounds of butter. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR. Thank you.
Organist Larry Golding's here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night, and that great Billy Strayhorn piece, The Intimacy of the Blues. The album of the same name had Larry with guitarist Peter Bernstein, drummer Bill Stewart, and on two tracks, including that one, special guest David Fathead Newman playing tenor sax, the 1991 album from Larry Golding's The Intimacy of the Blues. New music on the way. I'm Bob McWilliams. A whole lot of fine new albums out just in the recent weeks. We're going to hear a brand new one from drummer Charles Ruggiero and a really new one from bassist Harvey S. We'll also hear from Ingrid Jensen, the great trumpet and flugelhorn player that'll be performing with the KU Jazz Ensemble one Thursday night at the Lead Center here at the University of Kansas. Right now, Charles Ruggiero plays Monk live at the Baked Potato, rather a famous spot in Los Angeles for many years, a trio with Bob Reynolds on sax and Mike Carolla drums, and it's Thelonious Monk's Monk's Dream from drummer Charles Ruggiero. I said Mike Carolla on drums. That was completely not right. Mike on bass, Bob Reynolds on sax, the leader, drummer Charles Ruggiero on KPR.
Thank you. Welcome, welcome to the Baked Potato. We are so, so glad to have you here tonight.
The trio, led by drummer Charles Ruggiero, playing Thelonious Monk's Monk's Dream, a brand new album. Charles Ruggiero plays Monk live at the Baked Potato with saxophonist Bob Reynolds, bassist Mike Arola, and the drummer Charles Ruggiero from the club in L.A., the Baked Potato. Brand new one on KPR. Another brand new one up next from bassist Harvey S. In about 15 minutes into the Vinyl Vault, we get soulful with Red Holloway on sax and Brother Jack McDuff on drums. That's on the way in about a quarter of an hour. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haynes and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Here's bassist Harvey S., his new album, Bright Dawn. And for the second time this hour, we'll hear from guitarist Peter Bernstein, together with drummer Matt Wilson and pianist Mickey Hayama. It's the Bob Rowe tune, Devil May Care, with this bass introduction by the leader, Harvey S., on KPR. Thank you. just Harvey S., and what a great feature for him on the Bob DeRose song from back in the 50s, actually, Devil May Care. Peter Bernstein playing guitar, pianist Mikahiyama, drummer Matt Wilson. The new album by bassist Harvey S. called Bright Dawn. We'll be hearing pianist Kenny Barron later this hour in his recent release songbook and his special guest singer, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. And up next, the special guest at the KU Jazz Ensemble 1 concert Thursday night at the Lead Center. It's trumpeter and, in this case, flugelhorn player Ingrid Jensen. That's next. You know, whether your passion is for in-depth, unbiased news, great music, or great conversation, you can feed your passion right here with KPR. Hope you'll show your passion for KPR and the programs you so rely on by becoming a member. Easy to give now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks for making everything, including Jazz and the Night, possible. Here's Ingrid Jensen with There Is No Greater Love. Thank you. What a wonderful ballad feature for Ingrid Jensen. Played flugelhorn there on the standard. There Is No Greater Love, an album she did 21 years ago called At Sea, with Jeffrey Keyser playing piano, John Wicken on drums, and Matt Cloese bass, Ingrid Jensen. And she'll be performing with the KU Jazz Ensemble 1 as a special guest on trumpet and flugelhorn. That is at the Lead Center this week, Thursday night at 7:30. I've had the chance to see and hear Ingrid a couple of times, and she's really, really a marvelous player indeed. And Dan always has great bands with the KU Jazz Ensembles as well. Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center. I'm going to be there. Come say hi if you get the chance. And we've got music a little bit later in the hour from Kenny Barron and special guest Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. From the University of Kansas, your place to find NPR News and, of course, Jazz in the Night. It's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.9 Atchison, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Let's get soulful and dive into the vinyl vaults for an album called Cooking Together, Prestige Records, February 1964. Saxophonist Red Holloway with the Brother Jack McDuff Quartet. Organist Brother Jack McDuff, bassist Wilford Middlebooks, drummer Joe Dukes, and a guitarist who was yet to turn 21, Mr. George Benson, and a tune called Something Funny on KPR. Thank you. Fancy there, this Masters of the Blues, playing the blues. They called the tune something funny. The LP out of the vinyl vault, February 1964 recording, called Cooking Together, saxophonist Red Holloway with organist Brother Jack McDuff's quartet for Prestige Records with a young George Benson on guitar in that band. Music from the recent release, the Kenny Barron Songbook, is on the way. We've got pianist Danny Grissett next. This month, the KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvks.org. Here's pianist Danny Grissett, an album that was recorded for Crisscross Records right at the end of 2008. The album is called Form. And this is Danny's composition, Hurd's Word. He dedicated this to the bassist John Hurd, Danny worked with early in his career. And speaking of form, he admits the form confuses him sometimes. So a little bit different on this one. Hurd's Word, what a band. Ambrose Accumusery, trumpet, Steve Davis, trombone, Seamus Blake on tenor sax, bassist Vicente Archer, drummer Kendrick Scott. Pianist Danny Grissett on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. pianist Danny Grissett, his album for the Always Fine Crisscross Jazz label called Form, recorded at the end of 2008. Danny Grissett's composition dedicated to bassist John Hurd called Hurd's Word. Steve Davis playing trombone, Ambrose Akimusiri on trumpet, and Seamus Blake tenor sax. And with Danny at the rhythm section, Sonny Archer bass, Kendrick Scott drums, music of pianist and composer Danny Grissett here on KPR with music of Kenny Barron next. Support for jazz on KPR comes from Kansas State University, where students engage in hands-on learning and research, preparing graduates for real-world challenges that contribute to communities across Kansas and beyond. More information at k-state.edu. Well, late last year, an album came out called The Kenny Barron Songbook. Kenny, not just a master pianist, but he's written so many great tunes. Well, for this album, Janis Jarrett wrote a lot of lyrics for these tunes, and they brought in a whole bunch of guest singers, including Gene Baylor and Catherine Russell and Kurt Elling and Tyreek McDowell and Cecile McLaurin-Salvant with one of Kenny Barron's, I think, most beloved compositions. It's called Sunshower on KPR.
The sun's so bright today, it seems to drop its rays as if it were the rain. Leaves are glistening, petals shine, they all reflect the warmth the sun bestows. The sky and I, we drink the rays in thirst for warmth. Each day begins, we're never sure if we will have sun showers or the rain.
What a wonderful collaboration. Pianist and composer Kenny Barron, singer Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. Kenny Barron's music with lyrics by Janis Jarrett called Sunshower, from a recent album called Kenny Barron's Songbook, with 8 different vocalists singing lyrics written for the music of Kenny Barron. That's all right here for you on KPR's Jazz in the Night.
With Morning Edition, you don't have to wonder where information is coming from. We bring it to you firsthand.
Joey Palacios with Texas Public Radio was there covering that protest and joins us now.
NPR criminal justice correspondent Meg Anderson was at the intersection where it happened, and she's with us now to give us the latest. Good morning, Meg.
Good morning.
Get your news from reporters who see for themselves. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition, 5 to 9 weekday mornings on KPR. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Singer Trini Sutton, pianist Amir Hendelman on a new album right after a news update. Support for news on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services, from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at CromwellEnvironmental.com. And Working with Dreams, Andrew Sherwood, PhD, Jungian analyst, assisting those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. More at WorkingWithDreams.com. Coming your way in just a bit, the wonderful Heath Brothers, all three, Jimmy, Percy, and Al together, and guitarist Anthony Wilson right after the news, a new duo album, singer Trini Sutton and pianist Tamir Hendelman, next after the news on KPR.
Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Trump says the U.S. is in serious discussions to end the war in Iran. He claims progress has been made, but he also says if the Strait of Hormuz does not open for business immediately, more attacks will come. Here's NPR's Deepa Shivaroff.
Trump posted on social media that a deal with Iran will probably be reached. But if it doesn't, he says the U.S. will resume attacks on Iran, specifically on their electrical plants, oil wells, and Karg Island. Trump says the island holds a large majority of Iran's oil exports. He also threatened Iran's desalination plants. The president had previously said that Iran had until April 6th to open the strait. The White House did not respond to requests for comment on whether Trump's newest post negates that initial deadline. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, the White House.
With President Trump repeating his threats against Iranian power plants and oil wells, authorities in Dubai say a fully loaded oil tanker was hit by an apparent Iranian drone strike Monday, sparking a fire. Authorities say the fire is under control and no injuries have been reported. The Supreme Court will hear arguments on birthright citizenship on Wednesday. NPR's Domenico Montanaro reports that public opinion is split on whether the practice should continue.
A majority of Americans say they're in favor of automatic citizenship for children born in the United States when asked about it generally. But when asked more specifically about those who are born to people in the country without legal status or who cross the border illegally, that support plummets. A Pew Research Center poll, for example, found that 9 in 10 say they support automatic citizenship for those born to U.S. citizens, but they're split nearly half and half on it continuing to be granted to those whose parents are in the country illegally. A YouGov survey found even less support. When there's that kind of variance, political messaging becomes even more of a factor in shaping public opinion. Domenico Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
A Massachusetts man who received a pardon from President Trump related to the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot has been sentenced to prison on new charges. NPR's Tom Dreisbach reports that the defendant pleaded guilty to possessing videos of child sexual abuse.
Daniel Tocci was charged in connection with the Capitol riot, the attack that injured 140 police officers and interrupted the certification of the 2020 election. President Trump dismissed Tocci's case on his first day in office as part of his mass pardons for the rioters. Less than a year later, Tocci pleaded guilty to possession of videos and pictures of the sexual abuse of children as young as 3 years old. Now, a federal judge in Massachusetts has sentenced him to 4 years in prison. He's among dozens of former January 6 defendants who have since been accused or convicted of additional crimes, including home invasion, threatening police, and molestation. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.
This is NPR. Authorities in Texas say they're working to understand what led a 15-year-old student to shoot a teacher and then fatally shoot himself. The shooting happened Monday morning at a high school near San Antonio. No other injuries were reported. The teacher was taken to a nearby hospital. The FBI says a man with an assault rifle who crashed his pickup truck into a synagogue near Detroit earlier this month was carrying out an attack inspired by the militant group Hezbollah. The head of the FBI in Detroit said Monday that the man made video recordings minutes before driving his truck loaded with fireworks and gasoline into the building. The truck caught fire but did not explode. None of the 150 children and staff members were injured. The K-pop group BTS has returned to the top of this week's Billboard albums chart after a long time away. NPR's Stephen Thompson has more.
BTS recently returned after a hiatus of nearly 4 years. In that time, the boy band's members released solo projects and completed mandatory military service in South Korea. 4 years is a long break for any K-pop group, but BTS picks up where it left off on this week's Billboard charts. The group's new album, Arirang, debuts at number one, thanks in part to sales of more than 500,000 copies. Arirang's first single, Swim, also debuts atop the Billboard Hot 100. It's BTS's first number one single since 2021. Stephen Thompson, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia. For 35 years, sharing what works in schools today and working to inspire new ways to learn tomorrow. More at edutopia.org.
Once I was a sentimental thing. Threw my heart away each spring. Now a spring romance hasn't got a chance. Promised my first dance to a winter. All I've got to show was a splinter for my little fling. Spring this year has got me a feeling like a horse that never left the post. I lie in my room, staring up at the ceiling. Spring can really hang you up the most. Morning is kiss. Wakes trees and flowers, and to them I'd like to drink a toast. I walk in the park just to kill the lonely hours. Spring can really hang you up the most. Twit. I know the tune. This is love. This is it. Heard it before, and I know the score. And I've decided that spring is a bore. Love seemed sure. Around the new year, now it's April. Love is just a ghost. Spring arrived on time. Only what became of you, dear? Spring
suffering can really hang you up the most. Be chronic. Spring can really hang you up the most, all alone. The party's over. Old man Winter was a gracious host. For snow to hide the clover, spring can really hang you up the most.
Oh, love the intimacy there of that song performed by Turney Sutton and pianist Tamir Hendelman. Spring can really hang you up the most. The album's called Spring. I'm Bob McWilliams, and always a treat to be here with you, and thank you for joining me on this Monday night. In this next set, we'll hear guitarist Anthony Wilson after we open up with the Heath Brothers, and a bit from the Vinyl Vault, drummer Alvin Queen, a band that included Terrence Blanchard on trumpet and John Hicks at the piano. The Heath Brothers performed as a group for a number of years, sometimes with just Jimmy and Percy. But this time it's all three, Jimmy on sax, Percy on bass, Albert Tootie Heath on drums. And we'll hear them with guitarist Mark Elf and pianist Stanley Cowell for a Jimmy Heath tune called Bop Again.
Thank you.